The Gemara Maseches Nedarim, Daf Lamed Tesmah Beis, expounds upon the pasuk Shemesh Yarech Amad Zvula. The sun, the moon, stood bezvula as one of the layers of the rakia. The Gemara explains how this pasuk means that there is a discussion between the sun and the moon and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The sun and the moon gave HaKadosh Baruch Hu the following ultimatum. They demanded that HaKadosh Baruch Hu punish Moshe Rabbeinu on account of the happenings of Korach's accusations. And if HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not punish Moshe Rabbeinu, they refuse to illuminate the world with the light of the sun and the moon. A very strange dialogue between the Shemesh and Yareach up against HaKadosh Baruch Hu, such a brazen statement. Such a brazen demand. What do the sun and the moon have to do with Moshe and Korach? Why were they in favor of Korach over our great leader, the great tzaddik Moshe Rabbeinu? What merit did they see in Korach in his argument and his accusations? So the Holy Jikiver explains that Korach was essentially promoting socialism. Korach felt that there should be no government. There should be no authority. There should be no hierarchy of any sorts. Yet instead, everybody should have equal rights. Everyone should have equal access to the Ribono Shel Olam. There shouldn't be a king. There shouldn't be a Kohen Gadol. There shouldn't be a Navi. Ki kol ha'eda kulam kadoshim. The entire tzibur, the entire eda, the entire kihila, the entire nation is a nation of Kedusha. Every individual, every person has a chelek of a coming mal, has a neshama that comes from above. Korach felt that everyone should hear directly from the mouth of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as was in the case of Har Sinai. The first two dibros were said by HaKadosh Baruch Hu from his mouth to the ears of every single member of Klai Yisrael. Why is it fair that there should be a king? There should be a Kohen Gadol, there should be a leader. Let us all be the same. We're all Kadosh. This was also the argument of the Meraglim from last week's Parsha, Shlach. The Meraglim understood that entering into Eretz Yisrael meant that they would be ruled by a king, by a melech. And this is clear for the Gemara Sanhedrin Daf Chaf Amud Beis, which teaches us that there were three mitzvahs that were triggered by crossing over the Yarden, by entering into Eretz Yisrael. The three mitzvahs are appointing a king, wiping out a malek, and building the Beis HaMikdash. So they understood that there was a mitzvah to appoint a king the moment they entered into Eretz Yisrael. And the Meraglim feared that a royal dynasty would undermine their rights, their power, their independence and freedom. Klai Yisrael would no longer have direct access to their Ribono Shel Olam. Things would be very different in Eretz Yisrael than the Midbar. This hierarchy would be even stronger than it was in the Midbar. And for this reason, Parshas Korach follows Parshas Shlach. These are two parshios warning against the danger of socialism. Socialism, which was pushed apparently by the Meraglim and by Korach. It just so happens that the Gematria of Shlach Lecha Anoshim is the Gematria 789. It's the same exact Gematria as Vayikach Korach ben Yitzhar. This argument of Korach was not only against the human hierarchy, but it was also advanced within the celestial spheres, among the sun, the moon, the stars, and the planets. The sun and the moon saw merit in Korach's position. They liked the idea of equality. It seemed unfair that one being, or one cosmic force, have a hand over the other. And so the sun and the moon stood their ground, demanded fairness and equality. They demanded that Hashem punish Moshe Rabbeinu in support of Korach and socialism. We should all have the same rights. The Zohar explains that Korach attempted to undermine the concept of Shabbos Kodesh and the mitzvah of Abdullah as well. How does this fit into the theme? So the Jikavar explained along the same lines as we've been saying. Korach felt that no day should be more kadosh than another day. Every day should be pure. Every day should be as pure and as holy as Shabbos Kodesh. There should be no need for Avdalah, because the Kedusha of Shabbos should permeate through the entire week. Why have a Sunday and a Monday or a Tuesday? Let it be one big Shabbos all week long. Yom Shekula Shabbos. But in the end, Korach was wrong. His very death and destruction were the heavenly proof. Socialism is not a Torah belief. Socialism is anti-religious. Socialism is not a philosophy that can succeed, as history has proven time and time again. So without engaging in a political discussion, a philosophical discussion, a business discussion, but purely from a religious perspective, socialism will not and cannot succeed. Hashem created a world of hierarchy, with Him on top, Malachim and Bnei Adam below, and animals, plants, and rocks even below that. There can never be complete equality because the Kadosh Baruch Hu will always be on the top. So socialism can never succeed. Rocks will be rocks, and animals will be animals, and people will be people, Malachim will be Malachim. And just like that's the case with different creatures and different animals and different species, so too within the animal kingdom, there are heads of pride. And so too in the human kingdom, there are heads, there are leaders. Kiviyach, like a Kadosh Baruch Hu, is on top of everyone else. There's a leader. Capitalism generates competition, business growth, quality of improvement. It generates motivation, drive, and growth. It fosters improvement, progress, and development. It promotes excellence, greatness, and purity. By realizing that we can grow, that we can improve, and we can develop in our avodas Hashem, we are fueled to be better. We know there's higher rungs to reach and to climb. Korach and socialism do the opposite. They create an empty hole of nothingness. Korach's very fate, the ground opened up, he just fell to the depths of Gehenna. They create a void. They are unfruitful. They're like a bald spot where no hair grows. His very name, Korach, means to be bald. And by following the Torah and its Hashkafa, we should be zocha to greatness, to excellence, and to complete Kedusha.